Blog Talk Radio.
Scene. Radio. Good evening, King Scene audience, audience listeners.
Great to have you back again for another Teen Scene Radio extravaganza. Visit us online at facebook.com/Teen Scene Radio or email us at teenscenedream@gmail.com. Most popular for this week, or this radio show, because this radio show is strong. We're not weak. Huh? Strong. For all the church going to people, the pastor said, can I get an amen? People every church, we're in the church and the pastor said that. How about, what do they say at the mosque or the temples? Well, they say in Tibet. They probably don't say anything in Tibet. They probably just look at you. Start levitating. Well, let's see here. Inching forward with the semester. School's back in for a lot of people. If school's not back in for you, then school will come back in a very near future this particular semester. I am enjoying this semester so far. And we are experiencing incredible success with our clubs, International Business Club, and clubs we have, the Exercise Gym Sports Health and Fitness Club. It's an incredible club. The Entertainment Club, the Universal Entertainment Club, also coined the Celebrity Entertainment Club. And the Wealthy House Housing Club. Now, that particular club has been requested by so many people. We have the Sovereign Youth Housing Program, Hayes and I, and say hi to Tierra when you get a chance. We have the housing, the Sovereign Youth Housing Program at the high schools that's designed to provide housing to senior high students in the 9th and 10th grade. So by the time you graduate, you're already on your home. So, you know, we provide information on how to purchase land and own a land deed, how to build construction and have the assistance of construction workers and inspectors, and you know, you put your own windows and doors in. You know, you help form a wall, stuff like that. For the students, it's so exciting having the opportunity to build a model home and to even construct your own home while you're a student. These special programs. The Wealthy House Housing Program also has temporary housing for students processed. I mean, have you ever seen roommate facilities from $100 to $300? I mean, $100 to $400, yeah, somewhere around there. However, free housing if you just volunteer for the club a few months. Now, if you've ever been a part of a club, or a student organization, an association student organization at a college, or student leadership. Now, how many of us, by a show of hands, spend all day, all night, all week long volunteering for student leadership organization positions? Raise a hand. I see all these hands going up all around the world. If you've ever been part of a club or a fraternity or sorority, I mean, when you're really into it, you can spend all day, all night, all week long working with your club, working with your sorority, working with your fraternity. Does that make sense? Because that's the way it's supposed to be. What else do you have to do when you're in school and your homework's finished? You're finished studying for the day. Midterms are done. Obviously, the semester midterms have yet to come about. However, yeah, I'm just giving an example. Yeah, you're building club, you're recruiting. No hazing now. However, what I'm saying is, you're fundraising. You're out having fun. You're doing an event. You're stepping. You're enjoying. Okay? That's for all my fraternal brothers and my sorority sisters from different fraternities and sororities. Huh? Who's in the house? What fraternity and sorority do we have in the house? Now, if you're in high school and you're preparing for college, if you're going to join a sorority or fraternity, you want to choose and select which ones. Obviously, if your parents were members and or are members of a sorority or fraternity, you may very well join the same fraternity or sorority as them. Or as they. And some of us stay individuals and live as individuals, which is quite all right, you know? Cry right, if that's your choice. So I'm not going to get into the different sororities and fraternities and groups right now at this moment. Maybe later on, Club Rush Week, how about that? We might see who's in the house. So whoop, who went to the note to and said there aren't.
What did he say? I don't believe he said that.
You guys are great. Look, visit us online at facebook.com/TeenSceneRadio or visit us at TeenSceneDream@gmail.com. Yeah, I love you so much. Look, so you know what? While we're on the air, I got some correspondence last week. You know, some girls talking about planning her future, what she's going to do when she graduates, and she's going to get married, have babies, and reproduce, you know, have her own business or good career. Because, you know, when you graduate, you're going to do one or two things, like we talked about previously. You're going to either get a good job with a company, corporation, organization, right? I mean, come on, you know, when you graduate, you know, start making some money, right? They take out all the good, sovereign, no need for dollar and coin spirit, and put in the whole paycheck, huh? You know? Because, you know, your original spirit, there's no need for money. As a matter of fact, all of us who have been raised in our original spirit, our original soul, our original disposition, our original sovereign power and authority. You know, we are actually supposed to have been treated as more special individuals. Baby, don't cry. I love you. I'm gonna be home soon. I'm not leaving you. You're hungry, I'll feed you. You want me to change those bottoms, I'll get that. You sleep, then prepare, relax, enjoy the evening. Look, so, you know, if you have your originally installed soul, people are supposed to give you what you need. Federal system is a special system that through this process of distributing dollar and coin. However, if you aren't participating in the negative current, the debt that belongs to the government, and you have a positive current, good credit, good positive current, no matter what the credit reporting agencies say, the credit bureaus say, if you are a positive current in the system, and or outside of the system, providing positive current to the system, then you have dominion within the system and or without a system, you are providing positive current to the system, which means that any core, just like DC, any organization, any corporation, any entity that has incorporated within the Colombian district, D.C., or any of the 50 or 51 states that have incorporated with the Colombian district and or any of the states are under jurisdictional power of sovereign degrees that do not participate in governed debt. What does that mean? Well, see, when you go to a school and you pass all these tests and you get all these grades, what they do is they give you a degree outside of your normal degree that was God-given when you were born, the free degree that puts you into a degree that says, I have been involved and enrolled into an organization that has participated in generating and or causing, facilitating a process and or distributing a debt from the founders, some of the forefounders, ancestors, and or family members of the organization that installed the university. Now, you may not have any idea what happens when you go to a university. They put a debt in you that will participate in the financial system that utilizes dollar and coin for distribution and or for compensation. Compensation for having removed your original power and current. Generally, most people who go to a university have, for whatever reason, more than 60 to 80% of the students' endocrine system has been decreased and or depreciated in value. Now, I'm not talking bad about schools now, because it's the truth. It's what they do. Yeah. You're already intelligent. True knowledge comes from within. A true educational institution will pull from within you just enough your intelligence so that you can see what it is that's within your spirit, within your soul. It will allow you to formulate, to create, to master to the forefront your already uniquely installed prime directive, the blueprint, the plan, the program that has already been installed in your soul from creation at birth. Now, I'm not going to get into this much more. However, these sororities and fraternities are supposed to have fun with these and cause challenges in your living experience forever. They're supposed to provide you a network, a social network, a business network, a family and friend network that can facilitate the process of seeing to it that as you continue forward in your living experience, you have enough support to survive. Since in college, many things have happened to many of us that leave us in a situation that in some cases and are compromised and or that without the support would make it much more challenging for us to survive. Now, some of us go right into owning our own businesses, okay? Now, why wouldn't we have one class that teaches us how to double and triple our money that allows us to generate 10 or 15 grand a month? You know, before the semester ends, we're already generating money. I got a new school, Universal School of the Arts International University. They have a course. They have a course that does that, and I'm going to go over it a little bit today. However, they have a course that begins generating currency while you're in students and the instructors. While you're learning, they actually teach you how to to generate currency. They don't just give you the knowledge. They give you the knowledge and apply right in school. And this is what we've been working on with some of these college clubs, some of these Universidad clubs. Listen, while this girl was contemplating whether or not she was going to get married and have children, go directly to work, whatever it was, you know, we were talking about it, thinking about it in spirit. And in society there are many things that are backwards. It's kind of like the difference between books written in the U.S. from left to right, and then the Quran written from right to left. And when some of the old ancient scroll scientists deciphered the scrolls, they deciphered backwards. Because the scrolls were written in Hebrew, and the scientists were writing in English. So as they were deciphering the scrolls, they deciphered all the messages backwards. So if it says, you know, go into the temple and turn right, the scientist says, stay out of the temple and go away from the temple and turn left. If it was saying procreate eternally, the scientists are writing in English, you know, death instantly, instead of procreate eternally. I mean, they're telling, you know, priests become eunuchs and never have sex. They're telling nuns, you know, where you have never had sex. Why wouldn't the ancient text have said to all the priests and all the nuns, procreate eternally? Uh-huh. Which is one of the tools that lead to eternal living, is to procreate eternally. The human body was designed to procreate perpetually. And when procreating perpetually without any disruption in cycles, the human body, male and female, live longer. Now, some who told you that? Yeah, you see people with 13 kids, 30 kids. I'm like, you're 33 years old. You got 30 kids. Exactly. That's why I look like I'm 15. That's why everybody thinks I'm 13 in junior high school. That's why I look like I'm 19 and 50 years later, I'm the same age. Instead of all the aborted babies in the walls of the monastery, some of them, you know. Don't lie. You realize some of these monasteries, they've opened the walls and had all kinds of aborted babies. When you go into the sacred tunnels underneath these monasteries, you know, you're supposed to have living experiences. We don't want stories of the ancient, you know, those whom were here and overthrown by the people who told us don't procreate. What are you doing, waiting for us to push on to a better place before you tell us you've been procreating the whole entire while? I mean, where are these people who lived for 100 years procreating? You lived 100 years and have 110 babies. Well, this means that you're older than 100 years old. Okay, well, who's counting? You look like you're 19. You know, you got these girls with hair come all the way down to your feet. Guys who look at you with a mystic look. We don't ask how old we are anymore. They got these ancient cities underground. Who knows, you know, you think that the whole surface of the earth was disrupted and you had this space dust covered the whole entire surface of the earth. And the last civilizations were so covered up and buried under space dust that, you know, it looks like a whole entire world underground. We're like into a third or fourth world here. Same world. So, who didn't realize this? And then we're going to go ahead and end the show here in a few minutes. When I was growing up, They taught me that there were 9 planets in the solar system. Raise your hand and say, I'm with you, if they taught you the same thing. Come on now. Now, why wouldn't you say there are hundreds and thousands of planets? Some that actually have living beings on them. Why wouldn't you say that there are certain races of man here on the planet that came from other planets? Why wouldn't you say, come on, there are dwarf planets. They're smaller than the moon. And you can circle the circumference of the planet within a day or two. Why wouldn't you say some of these planets, including like Mars and Jupiter, have sustainable, come on now, you all know what I'm talking about, sustainable environments. I mean, any planet that has water on it, whether it's covered in ice or not, if you know there's actually running water on some of these planets, there's tropospheres and stratospheres and you know, how many planets have a crust like the Earth? They have a metallic iron center, George Bush. There are hundreds of planets in our solar system. No, there's not. Man, come on, get a little older. I think they just teach us that. They need to teach us in the first grade there are hundreds of planets in the solar system. Not, there are 9 planets in our solar system. There are way more than 9 planets, and if you didn't have that information, I'm giving it to you now. Look up how many dwarf planets are there in the solar system, right around the Earth. I'm not talking about asteroids. Ceres, where's Ceres? C-E-R-E-S, where's that planet? I mean, come on. I'm not going to start naming planets here. Tell us the truth about what's going on here, about the spacecraft that come and go, about the telepods, and who wants your sleep stacks with all the intelligence on how to move and transport through the pyramids? Huh? Why don't you tell us about the old Spanish Aztecans and Incans and the Spanish families that have pyramids on hundreds of planets? This is the hour for a technological upgrade on the surface of the planet for the whole entire race of man all around the world. Tell me that there were hundreds of space expeditions that circled the orbit of Jupiter and Neptune and Mars. And it's not like we've never been there. We've been there. How many times? You got to have a secret word for them to open up the underground passageway for us. Be sitting there like Buzz Aldrin on the surface of the moon trying to figure out why he wouldn't just go back home with some space dust. I think Buzz actually met somebody when he was on the surface of the moon and didn't say nothing. Or maybe that's later. You all remember Buzz, do you? Huh? She did a Men in Black to you, didn't she? Remember how you felt when you were traveling and Wilma wouldn't just stop smoking? I mean, you don't build a spacecraft with a smoker. Okay, that's the last thing you want when you're traveling at some godforsaken speed. You know, the space shuttle goes up to what, Mach 22, Mach 25, Mach 30? Buzz, I heard you. How do I have any information about Wilma? Listen, you and I understand how you can transport in and out of a capsule in order to keep the temperature from getting so extensive that even the astronauts are ready to take their clothes off because they don't want the spacesuit to melt into their skin. I told you you'd make it. Thomas! They call them amen. That are so bright and etherical light that they're outside of the spectrum of the human eye. You can't see them right before your eyes. Looking at you, wondering why you're where you are. I'm where I'm supposed to be. And what is this you are leaving on the surface of our planet? Thought it was just a rock, a rolling rock. Listen, people, all around the universe, the Federation of Interplanetary Security and Universal Space Travel understand the ignorance on the surface. It's how many of us were raised. Enlighten the people. I give you an order. The hour has come. We'll begin visiting the Earth a little bit more than we have been visiting the Earth in the past century. You understand my order. Listen, lovely, love me. Teen Scene Radio. Visit us online at Teen Scene Radio. Facebook.com/Teen Scene Radio. Email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com. And make sure that you listen every evening, or every Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock p.m. until further notice, subject to change. Same bat station, same bat host. KB, a.k.a. Trillion, speaking to you live at Teen Scene Dream. Listen, there is an order that was written previously that would suggest this is true. And I do say to nuns and priests, I do believe we're supposed to be procreating the entire while. From the moment before the curse takes place, when the body, when the female body begins bleeding, you've already been cursed. The female has already experienced the curse. As a matter of fact, have natural births and do your very best to stay attached to the umbilical cord. Maybe you all will grow wings if you listen to the ancient medical. Imhotep said, listen to the ancient order. This new medical association, anybody tells you it's okay to separate a baby from an umbilical cord, you didn't do that. Okay? And trust me, they had me in that for a while. I might have seen that a couple times, two or three times. No more. If whenever you see hemoglobin that turns rojo, turns red, it means that there's something wrong. Listen to me. That also applies to women's, to ladies' menstrual cycle. We don't want no women. Give me a lady. The woman, W-O-M-E-N, means woe to man. Woe is the root word of woman. W-O-E, look it up. It means enemy. The word woman means enemy to man. The woman has been bred to destroy man. Two don't destroy man. A lady has been raised to ensure that man will continue existing eternally. And you look at your lady appreciation. However, if you have a woman, it is written, it is better to dwell in the corner of a rooftop than in a house with a contentious woman. A contentious woman is programmed to destroy. A lady is raised to uplift and strengthen and reproduce